The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
Welcome back. We're very excited about our next guest, and FBD Insurance is a principal sponsor of Team Ireland since September 2018. It is the same spirit of support and protection that sees FBD as Ireland's largest homegrown insurer supporter. More than 50,000 policyholders over 50 years, and Tokyo 2020 Olympics gold medalist Kelly Harrington is an FBD ambassador. I'm delighted to say she's on the line now. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. So, Kelly, it's been 10 days since winning the gold and just over a week since your homecoming. Did you literally, went from flight to the top of the bus on Portland Row?
Literally, yeah. I was absolutely exhausted. But I tell you, once we got on the bus and we hit the end of Ballybock and we just seen all those crowds, myself and Emma Brennan, I tell you, the tiredness was gone straight away.
Yeah.
We were just elate. It was just absolutely fantastic, amazing to see everybody out lining the streets just to say congratulations and hello to myself and Emmett.
Oh, it's amazing. We have become quite, as a nation, obsessed with you now, Kelly. Now we really have. So your experience in Tokyo, it began with being a flag bearer. And I mean, at the opening ceremony, unusual compared to previous years, obviously, with restrictions and things like that. But that must have been a really proud moment as well.
Yeah, it was great. But what was even more special about it was that it's the first time that a male and a female have both held the flag together. That's the first time. So that was history for myself and Brendan Irvine. So it was absolutely, it was such an honour to carry our flag out there and to do it with one of my teammates, Brendan Irvine, who was also a boxer. And it was just fantastic. I tell you, it was brilliant. It was really, really brilliant.
And we always think about, you know, the athletes in the lead up once you've landed, and just how to keep your kind of, how to keep a calm in before the actual events start happening. You know, you were in Tokyo for a little while, and I think somehow the word got out to everybody that Hakuna Matata was your kind of mantra, that maybe that was something you were repeating or something that maybe kept you calm.
I was listening to the Disney now before I'd leave the house to get out the apartment. we were staying in apartment blocks. Before I'd leave to go down to the venue to fight, I was listening to Disney to kind of relax me. And before I'd literally walk out the door, I'd listen to Mighty King by The Lion King and Hakuna Matata. And I just think that phrase just stuck with me because It literally means no worries. Whether I win or whether I lose, I'm not worried. I'm just happy, honored, and privileged to be there and to be in that position, because there's so many people who want to be in that position who aren't, and I'm there because I deserve to be there. You know, and anything that comes after that, it means no worries.
But Kelly, I think that's the thing that, you know, obviously your performance has gripped the nation, but I think is your attitude kind of surpassed that in the way that people are like, how has she just been so grounded, so kind, so sweet? And one of my favorite, you know, moments and footage was you bringing everybody back to the podium after the medals were handed out for that moment for everybody. And I think that really sums up who you are as a person, and it's really lovely to see.
Well, they were trying to get us out there. They were trying to get us out of the ring as quick as possible. And I'm like, we've worked our asses off for this for forever. And we're the cream of the crop. I respect all of them. I respect everyone in my weight. I respect anybody who puts herself on the line there and steps in between those ropes. And it was Mira Puckinen's last time she'll ever fight. And I was like, back up here, everybody. Let's hug it out. We're strong, independent women, and we're here because of that, you know. And I felt like it was a moment that we all should share together. And it's not about medals. It's about just sharing the moment. And I felt it was just, we should do it together.
Absolutely. If I could just rewind a second as well, and that the winning moment, that is that an out-of-body experience when you're just waiting for the announcement of who won the match? That must have just been absolutely, you might have not even been present for that. That's such a big moment.
I was never present for any of the decisions, to be honest with you. I was just relief, the relief of it. But then just to hear that, you've done it, you've gone and you've won an Olympic gold medal. Oh my God,
yeah,
it's great, but it's such a relief. I just look into the corner and I'm I can't believe that I've actually
You've done it.
I just won a gold medal for our little nation. Like, it's just like, this is history. Like, it's history. And
oh, it was amazing. And I'm sorry to keep going to footage in moments like that. But the other thing I absolutely love seeing is when you finally realize that how much people were behind you back in Ireland, and seeing the footage of your family and your friends cheering for you. And there's footage of you watching that footage. And that was really heartwarming for everyone.
That was literally, I just come out and we were just getting ready to go off and do the media with RTE, it was. And Jackie had asked me, have you heard, like, everything's kicking off at home? And I was like, no, I haven't seen anything, you know, I've spoken to people at home, but they know not to tell me about what's happening because I don't want to get distracted. You
yeah.
know? And then just when she showed me it, like, it's just.
Aww. It's so just special. Like,
I wanted to be at home. If I could have just like went boom and be here in the moment, it would have been great.
But yeah, that is the moment. Like, we know that you had lots of support in Tokyo. Absolutely. But I did think of you that much because I was on air the morning you won and I was driving in and I passed actually Portland Row and I was like, God, she must, you know, not being with her family, you know, friends and partner just at that moment. But anyway, you're just remarkable and so impressive. We asked the kids that listen to the show to send in some questions. So the first one is from, if you're all right with this, Kelly, now the first one is from Eloise. So here we go.
Hi, my name's Eloise and I'm 7 and I like to know how you became a boxer in the first place.
Oh, so how did you get started?
Thanks very much, Eloise, for the question. I got started because there wasn't a whole lot to do in the community where I'm from at that time. There's a lot to do now. But I got started and I used to see everybody, some of the boys from around, going to the boxing club with their training bags on. And that's, I really wanted to go and try it out. So I went down and I just started boxing then. That's how I got into it.
And yes, and you've done extremely well from it. It's brilliant. So Bobby Newman's next with his question.
I'm a Bobby Newman and I'm a 6. How did it feel to win the gold in the Olympics?
So cute. How did it feel to win the gold in the Olympics?
Hey, Bobby. Hope you're keeping well. To win the gold was a feeling like no other. I was so happy, excited, but very, very relieved. So very much thankful that it was actually over. But I was really, really happy that it was a gold medal.
Oh, it's brilliant. There's two more questions and then we have a very nice compliment. So here is Alice.
Hi, my name is Alice Quinn. I have a question for Kelly Harrington. How did you train during lockdown?
Oh, so how did you keep training during lockdown?
Hey, Alice. I kept training. So I was running at home. So I was doing some running sessions and then Mandy would hold the pads for me and we'd do some boxing. And I used to do some shadow boxing and I'd record it off my phone and then we'd send it to the coach and the coach would say whether you are good or you're bad or what you needed to improve on. There was a lot of that. I was also trying to do some classes on the road, socially distant classes, just doing things to try and keep my mind occupied, but always doing something and staying busy.
Oh, brilliant. And your parents became famous as well through your Instagram posts. And Emily is final.
Hi, my name is Emily Quinn. I have a question for Kelly Harrington. Who is your toughest opponent on the way?
Oh, Emily, that's a really, really good question. Toughest opponent on the way, like, they were all really tough. All of them were tough. All of them were different, so they were all different styles. So I'm gonna go with the final. I'd say that was probably the toughest one because you've loads of your nerves and everything are going in and there's a lot on the line. So I'm gonna say the Brazilian girl. That was probably my toughest.
The toughest. And we have to give you a compliment now. This comes in from Connor.
Hi, I'm Kelly Harrington. My name is Connor Quinn and I hope you had fun celebrating with your family.
Oh, I hope you have fun celebrating with your family.
Thanks,
Kelly,
Connor.
You're an absolute inspiration. I say the clubs across the country up and down, not only with just girls, obviously, but boys. Great involvement, much more attention put on it. And you're just so impressive on all levels. And we really, really, you know, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.